Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
First of all, we believe less is more for hair. So as a company, you would never kind of see us creating an arsenal of products. To us, any product out there has to kind of fit in with why we kind of are doing it and how it's kind of meaningfully changing your hair experience and your life. If it doesn't do that, it has no purpose to be launched.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We're Carlene and Jill, two beauty editors turned podcasters, and we're back on this Wednesday with another episode where we're lasering in on an iconic product that has rocked the beauty world. It's K18.
And Carlene, I remember you singing the praises of the K18 hair treatment. It was like late 2020. We did a hashtag damn goods episode and you were instantly hooked and you were like, this has to be on everybody's top shelf.
And it ended up being a huge breakout product of 2021. So the official name is called the K18 Biomimetic Hair Science Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask. That's a mouthful. And the reason that I said that is because honestly, you know that you and I test a lot of products, Jill, but it's pretty rare that I'll try something and be like, wow, these are dramatic results right away, especially in a hair product, but that's exactly what happened. I was like snatched in seconds. So I have like bleachy blonde hair, use it in the shower. Basically, instead of your conditioner, you use this hair treatment. You leave it in for 4 minutes, style as usual, way shinier and softer than it was before. And I just don't experience that kind of like dramatic result a lot of times. So I just called it out and I was like, this is going to be huge.
Yeah. And I remember like, it is such a challenge when you do have that bleached colored hair to find something that makes your hair feel silky soft and not damaged. Mm-hmm. And you're not alone. Like K18 was mentioned by Kim Kardashian this past summer because she obviously was rocking out that bleach blonde hair. And it took off on TikTok as well, over 11 billion views. The K18 hair flip challenge, it totally went viral. So it's exploded.
That's why we are thrilled to be welcoming the founders on the show today. They're a husband and wife duo, Britta Cox and Suveen Sahib. Suveen is an engineer by trade, while Britta worked in the ski industry way, way back before the pair put their minds together to create their big beauty invention.
But even before Suveen and Britta teamed up on K18, Britta was a beauty entrepreneur in her own right. In 1999, she introduced Aquis, which is the hair towel that uses proprietary Japanese fabric technology that wicks away moisture. If you know, you know. I have like four of them. I use it all the time. My hair is less frizzy and takes less time to dry. It's a total winner.
20 years later, over 1 million Aquis wraps and towels are sold every single year. And Aquis, the parent company, now has a new viral sensation on their hands with K18, said to be the first product line that goes beyond hair repair to restore chemically damaged hair to get that virgin-like feel and strength.
And, you know, it's no surprise K-Tina's on the rise. They started as a professional treatment that you could only buy in salons, but earlier this year, they finally became available in Sephora, and you can try it out for around $75 for the full size or $89 Canadian. And I know they have mini sizes too that let you try it for like $30. So it's no surprise that it's one sells every 10 seconds around the world, and it has more than $500,000 in sales in the first 2 weeks alone.
So let's get into it. In today's episode, Britta and Suveen explain exactly what K18 is. Get your chemistry hat on. And yes, we go there. We ask the founders how their patented biomimetic technology, as it's called, differs from bond builders like Olaplex. You know, you want to know.
Well, there's a, you know, I love a little engineer shade. I don't think I've ever heard engineer shade before on the show. And Suveen definitely delivers that. I definitely had a giggle about that, you know, and there's definitely a battle waging on TikTok over Olaplex versus K18, like which one is right for you. So we get to the bottom of that. We also find out how to use this product because it is so new. A lot of people aren't sure. We had a lot of questions about that from our Facebook chat room that we ask the founders themselves. Plus, with two breakthrough inventions in the hair world, will the K18 founders go for a third, a hat trick? You'll have to listen to find out. Oh, and exciting news, we're going to have a very special giveaway of the iconic K18 hair products. So be sure to follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. Our handle is at Breaking Beauty Podcasts on both of those platforms. Follow us over there because we'll be giving more details on this epic giveaway this week.
Welcome, Britta and Suveen.
This episode is brought to you in part by Nutrafol. So true story, earlier today, I stepped off of a flight. I was out of the city for several weeks. And after I dropped my bags off at home, the first place that I went was to the salon. Like literally 2 hours after I touched down, I was in the hair salon chair getting my roots done. And after my appointment, it was just like, boom, instantly I was ready for fall, so much more confident and just feeling myself, honestly. And it's just incredible that a good hair day has the power to make you feel like $1 million. And I also want to tell you about a staple that I rely on at home to keep those great hair days going, and that's Nutrafol. So Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, and it's clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. So Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within, and it targets the five root causes of thinning, from stress and hormones to the environment, nutrition, and even metabolism. While I personally don't have weakened or thinning hair, I do experience a lot of shedding. So I find when I stick to my Nutrafol routine, which is 4 capsules a day, my hair sheds far less, so it looks thicker and fuller. And there's a Nutrafol formula for you, no matter what stage of life you're in. I take the women's formula. They also have versions for postpartum and menopause. And more than 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. And each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosages, so you get the most reliable results. And best part is, in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. So good news for the Breaking Beauty family. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
Hi, I'm Allie Colbert. I'm bisexual, so I'm attracted to both women and food. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I host The Allie Colbert Show, where we talk all things dating, sexuality, pop culture, television advice, everything queer. We are the anti-basic podcast. We do amazing interviews with my friends who are hilarious stand-up comedians and have on interesting authors, writers, and actors. So if you want to laugh, listen to steamy stories, or learn some new dating tricks, this is for you. Listen in wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, or wherever else.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. So we have a husband and wife duo on the mic. I think the first question we need to ask is just how you met. Like, paint us a picture. Was it a restaurant or what country were you in? Tell us everything.
Well, I think Britta can answer that better, but I tracked her all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Oh, you did. Romantic.
Yeah, we actually met in Silicon Valley. It was an Indian tech conference on a Sunday on my birthday, and Savine and I were in the same panel, and after that particular panel ended, he was sitting behind me, and he started just pretty much chatting me up, and then we were going to a break for lunch, and somehow we ended up lunch together, and then I asked, okay, what is the next panel you're going to? I'm going to this one. He's like, oh, me too. I'm going to that one. He just basically followed me to each panel the rest of the day and then asked if he could join me for my birthday. And I've said, no, I have a date. So, no.
Well, the date continued for years.
And what was really fun for both of us, because Savine's background is consumer products and I had been doing Aquas for decades and I had also a tech idea. So I was doing the consumer product, interested in my tech startup, which is why I was like nights and weekends doing tech stuff. And Savine had done the opposite. He had been in consumer products and he had a tech startup. So we were really living vicariously through each other. And we would talk even from the day we met very regularly and troubleshoot our what we were doing in our businesses. And I think we just always naturally appreciated what the other had to bring and each other's opinions. And so we were fast friends first.
Yeah. That's amazing that like business was a part of your romantic story, like truly part of the spark and like what you bonded over. And you already had Aquas. So maybe you could tell us, for people who don't know, because that was like a big hit before K18 was even a twinkle in TikTok's eye. So tell us, like, I read something about that it was inspired or it came from ski wear technology. So tell us about that.
Yes, it was inspired from the ski industry where decades ago I saw the first wicking fabrics of thin, lightweight fabrics you wear under your ski clothes to wick sweat away from your body. And I had hair, you know, almost like hip length, very thick and took so long to dry. And, you know, I like being out and doing things and adventures, not spending time drying and washing my hair. And I would never use a blow dryer. So my back was always wet and it just was such a bad experience. So when I was first exposed to these wicking fabrics that were so thin and so lightweight that were actually moving moisture, I thought, well, can this dry your hair faster? And so I found the company in Japan who had made the original microfibers and patented the original microfibers. And I worked with them to create the towel that became Aquas, which is thin, lightweight, and simply make contact with your hair and wick the water into the fabric. So you can be kind of hands-free and lightweight and convenient to use.
And not only that, it's something about like it makes your hair less frizzy too, right? That was all the curly girls, I feel like. That's why they loved it so much.
So it's funny, Savine can speak really deeply to that point because he read all of our comments and our reviews, and people were saying, oh my gosh, my hair, I created it to be save time and to be dry faster, but hair was also less frizzy. So it's Savine who started then researching down the rabbit hole of biology of hair. And I saw every book, this is by the time we're here then living together, every book from Amazon coming on the physics of hair and chemistry of hair. And tell them, Savine, what you learned about
hair. Yeah, I think
hair.
What you discovered was that in actually saving your time, it was saving your hair. When hair turns wet, there's a whole relationship of water, the minerals and the metals in the water, and chemically damaged hair. And by simply wicking the water out without friction in the first 2 minutes, it was reforming all those hydrogen bonds, and it was actually improving the keratin structure in the hair. So think about which hair care product can actually make your hair stronger, can make it less frizzy, can give it more shine without adding anything to the hair. That was the beauty of the hair towel that Britta had created. And it was so because it worked with the biology of the hair, which was the most fascinating part.
So is that a bit of a hack? Like, is it important to use it within 2 minutes?
It's the when your hair is wet, it starts swelling and stretching. That's the reason why hair starts getting tangled. And the answer to the tangling is not in conditioning. It's about curbing this swelling behavior of the hair. And all of that happens in the first couple of minutes. So the sooner that water gets wicked out of the hair, the quicker the keratin structure of the hair comes back to its natural state. And that's what keeps your hair strong.
Okay, I love that tip. This episode is brought to you in part by ZocDoc. All right, hands up if you're a foodie. If you're like me, you'd never hit up a restaurant or a hotel without reading all of the reviews first. If you're going to spend the money and the cows, it's got to be worth it. Am I right? The same principle applies to finding a doctor. And with ZocDoc, you can see real verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. If you don't know, ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. No more calling around aimlessly to see who may or may not be taking new patients right now. No more wondering whether you'll like their bedside manner or whether you'll be sitting in the waiting room for an hour before you get in to see them. And ZocDoc isn't just here to help you find a new family physician. Maybe you're looking for a specialist for a sudden sore back, or you want to straighten your teeth or have a mole checked. You can even find doctors for same-day service. It's like ordering a ride. You just tap, tap, tap on the mobile app and boom, you've got an appointment later that day. Or you can head on over to ZocDoc.com to find the doctor that's right for you and to book an appointment in person or remotely, whichever works for your schedule. Just remember to read those verified reviews so you can get a doctor who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc as the definitive go-to source to find and book a quality doctor. Try it for yourself. Go to ZocDoc.com/breaking and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/breaking. ZocDoc.com/breaking. And now back to the show.
So what you've become really, truly famous for, especially on TikTok and social media, is the K18 hair treatment. So in your own words, Suvine and Britta, can you explain what it is? Because I think there is a lot of mystery around what it actually is.
K18 is a biotech hair repair product. It's the first of its kind in the industry. And it repairs the keratin chains inside your hair. If you think about your hair, what keeps your hair strong and resilient are these keratin chains that run along the length of your hair. And you can't just patch them. So what it does, it's a peptide that goes into the hair and has a functionality where it reconnects them to bring reverse back chemical damage and restore hair literally to almost like new state. Hair that looks like new and that feels like new, no matter what's been through.
I like to compare it, like to give this analogy of a ladder. So there's, you know, the keratin chains are the most important. They're like the sides of a ladder. The disulfide bond is what the bond builder category has been on, and it does the rung of the ladder, which K18 repairs not just the rung, the disulfide bond, but also the keratin chains. And you have to have those keratin chains is what ultimately gives the hair the strength, like the sides of the ladder. And it's the most important to giving the hair the strength. And K18 goes into the deepest layers of the cortex to repair with lasting results. And the beauty is that it works simply in 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like retinol for hair, created for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, you know, when we've been beauty editors for quite a long time now in our work, and you know, we worked in magazines, we've interviewed a lot of scientists, a lot of derms. And they always had said, you know, over the years, you can't get anything into the cortex unless you're like lifting the hair with hair color, right? And that deposits in and hair is dead. So it is like such a new concept to try to understand because it kind of goes against everything we were sort of told for all these years. So do people say that to you or do you have a response for that?
I kind of have a funny story that I'd love to say. So when Suvine was getting all those books on the physics of hair, chemistry of hair, and we were trying to understand the damaging effects of water and how Aquas was working. That was the goal at the time. And all those hair scientists are really cosmetic scientists, cosmetic mm-hmm. chemists. And they were really helping us understand the water aspect and different parts. And we were, I mean, Suvine was basically reading these books. Then he's calling and talking to these hair scientists. Then we started flying literally around the world, meeting the best hair scientists in the world. And so, you know, fast forward when Suvine said, well, great, we can help you with how you wash and care for your hair and dry your hair, but people are using chemicals and bleach and things on their head that are damaging. How then do you then fix hair? How do you fix it? So he went into, you got to get into the hair. You got to get in the inside of the hair. And he started thinking, well, what created the hair in the first place? The keratin. And it's got to be, you know, a particular sequence of amino acids that's got to get in. So he had this concept. And he started talking to those very scientists who said, no, 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 that's not possible. No, that's not possible. He went on his own research and, you know, found that this particular sequence of amino acids can get deeper into the hair.
I'm going to hit you with a question that I think just real talk, people are going to want to know. This is what people Google, I'm sure, all the time. I don't normally name brand names, but what is the difference between K18 and Olaplex? Because just being real, K18 versus Olaplex, like that's what people are Googling. So maybe you could explain the difference between the technologies and is one better for the other? Like, are they, do they actually do different things?
Olaplex is a great product. And just like the BlackBerry was amazing for its time. As we kind of move forward, innovation continues to happen. And that's a part of our evolution.
Yeah.
When you think of hair inside, as Britta said earlier, it's like millions of these interwoven ladders. And these side ladders, you have the sides and you have the rungs.
Mm-hmm.
Bond builders, they reconnect the broken rungs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just have broken rungs, you can't kind of really kind of get on top of the ladder. It doesn't serve a purpose. You need to reconnect the sides of the ladders, which are these polypeptide chains. And when you look at these at through infrared microscopes and all, these are floating amino acid structures. You mm-hmm. cannot just patch them. Mm. What you need to do is you need to go back to learning from nature and understand how keratin gets coded. How does nature code keratin? And from there, we then map the entire keratin genome to mm-hmm. identify all the protein expression of this keratin genome. And these keratinocytes and this keratin and the lipids, they form 100% of our hair and 95% of our skin.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding both the lipid structure and the functioning of this keratin genome is what got us to kind of create a peptide that can kind of get into these and reconnect them the way nature already did. That's why it's a biomimetic functioning peptide. And the entire inspiration of it comes from nature. And once you reconnect the polypeptide chains, hair gets back its strength and elasticity. And that's what we all seek. Mm-hmm. How do if you think about amazing, healthy hair, it has strength and it has elasticity. And that's what K18 does. And it does that in just 4 minutes mm-hmm. and in a very simple way, without too many routines, without too many products. It just kind of it saves your hair. It saves your time and it saves frustration.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is like the bond builders were, this is like the next generation of bond builders because you're adding that other piece in where you're the sides of the ladders, as you say, have been
absolutely.
Now added in the mix. Okay.
Yeah. And that's where fundamentally we believe the biotech is the future of beauty, not and the future of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So all these years, if we look at hair care specifically, it's always fallen short of design and functionality. It's like everyone struggles with their hair and everything that we create sits on top of hair. And it's something like what the skincare industry was in the 80s. It was about all those foundations to mask the damage. Fast forward 2022, skincare is about how do we have healthy skin as a base so that you can get more out of the skin with less.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in complete contrast to the hair care, where it's all about you struggling with your hair, your products struggling with you, and the hair struggling with the products in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that triangle has to break. And that's where fundamentally we see biotech changing the role. Because for hair inside, given it's one of the most sophisticated biological composites. And as I said earlier, you cannot repair, you cannot patch the keratin chains. So that's why what we needed to do was go deep inside and be able to reconnect these polypeptide chains the way nature had originally mm-hmm. kind of kept them. And that's the way we see biotech changing hair care and all of beauty.
I have a question for you because I tried K18 and I definitely had dramatic results right away. So I was like, this is going to be huge. But I wrote about it. It was pretty late in 2020 and it was right before the rebrand. So I was looking on the internet. It was called like K Hair Pep at the time. And so I was Googling all this stuff and I swear I saw an article that mentioned K Hair Pep from like early 2000s or something. Did I imagine that?
It must have been 2017, 2018 when we put together the K18 structure. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really have a name for it and we needed to test it. K18 was not designed in a formulation lab. It was created through computational modeling using probabilistic structures and sequence analogies that we use in biotech.
That's basically in a computer.
Yeah.
And okay. Thank you.
Having,
you got Britta to translate.
Taken,
thank you.
Yes. And having taken it to creating the product out of it and put together a formulation, we had no idea if it were how it would work. While in theory, everything seemed so optimal, we had no idea. Mm-hmm. And that's when we decided to test in Australia and say in Sydney and Melbourne, they both represent California in terms of the number of salons, the expression needs of the communities over there. And we said, okay, let's see if it works. If it doesn't work, nobody will hear about it. And it was simply K Hair Pep stood for keratin hair peptide. And that was the test name. And as we started testing it out, the stylists out in Australia fell in love with it. And they said, wow, this looks like a game changer. We never had anything like this in 20 years. So before we could kind of really kind of get to working on the product and the branding, the product out there kind of started building so much traction. And that's how there were articles on K Hair Pep.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, as we were testing it in Australia, working through things like dosing, we were working with Stevie English and Wendy Gunn. They were colorists of the year in Australia and the best top people there to really understand the power of it, because we knew intellectually what it should be able to do. But then we needed to, you know, work through everything. Mm-hmm. And that's when we had, you know, our big aha moment, like, okay, this is not just in theory. This is, and we were just like, we knew we had magic. Mm-hmm. Because of what, and we were working elbow to elbow with those colorists who were explaining to us the difference of what the hair feels like with using K18 versus not. And that's when we knew we had just a game changing in practice, not just in theory. And, but we also got feedback later on and we're like, we don't have time to go through this rebrand. We're like, let's just do this. But then K Hair Pep, it's like, is this K Pep? You know, it just was not a beautiful word. And
didn't
we knew
have
we
the
needed
ring.
To kind of, it
yeah.
didn't have the ring. So we took a pause and went through the rebrand and then decided to wait till just, you know, November 2020, to, you know, pandemic to launch to professional stylists.
Yeah. I think one thing that's amazing about it, I'll be really honest, is that I've gotten, you know, press kits for other types of products before that seemed to do, it was going to like straighten my hair at home and, but I had to wash it and then I had to iron it and then do something to make it work. I had to go through all these steps and basically I just junked it because this is, you know, versus K18, which is so easy to use. Tell us, like, what is the best way to use it? And have you heard any interesting hacks from hair colorists who have used it in different ways? Maybe you could share.
Carlene, I would love to underscore what you just said. And you really hit the nail on the spot, which is about the amount of stress that you kind of go through when you kind of use different products. Think about it this way. It's a hair expression, whether straightening, coloring, perming, that drives the hair care industry. And every expression comes at a significant cost to the consumer or the stylist. It's a lot of harsh chemistry. It's a lot of mechanical stress. It's a lot of heat stress, all of which compromise the integrity of the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time. And that's where the path to simplicity can be accomplished through biotech only. And in the case of the K18, it's a hair repair treatment and it's simple leave-in. Just wash your hair. Don't use a conditioner in the shower. Dry it thoroughly, about 80% damp, Britta, right?
Yeah, 70, yeah. 80, yeah. 70.
And take one small pump of K18. If you have short hair, all you need is one pump. If you've got long hair, it's just about three pumps. It's less is more with K18. It's not like saturating your hair with products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you find the more you use it, your hair is almost like trained and so much better. You need less and less over time. And, you know, I literally wash my hair once a week and now I've got shorter, you know, hair that I, you know, needs to be smooth. Otherwise it looks a little wonky. And like this morning I was like, oh, it's, you know, I slept on it and it's sticking out over here. I'm, you know, I just took one tiny little dot of K18 on wet fingertips, rubbed it between my fingers, and just rubbed it through the bottom of my hair. And all of a sudden, I'm like, good to go. I get a...
On dry hair. You did.
On dry hair. Yeah. And that's my hack. I take our little 5 ml little sample-y thing.
Yeah.
And that thing lasts me so long because... And so the stylists are learning how to do it with hacks, whether they're doing the combination of the mist and the mask. We have Jack Martin, who's a colorist who focuses on, you know, aging hair and trying people who've gone through color and they want to go back to their natural gray. So that is a very, very, very difficult. And maybe it could be a 4 to 6 hour session with converting someone's hair back to a natural gray. And it's also drier and more brittle hair. There's cases where he won't even work on their hair before they take, he sends them the mist and has them use it for 2 months before they come in even visit him. And then their hair is strong enough to withstand what they need to go through to get their hair back to, you know, that natural gray.
This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So, you know how some people right after Labor Day, they get really excited about pumpkin lattes? Me, I'm here for the fashion, the closet reboot. I'm on the Macy's website right now, and they've got it down with all of the autumnal hues I'm really into right now. Army greens, chocolate browns, burnt ambers. It's so calming, these hues. And I like to do a little game of buy, store, keep this time of year. So here's what I'm buying. Chunky loafers, they're on my hit list, and you've got to get the chunky socks to match. I really want a bomber jacket, totally feeling those again. And I'm really feeling for a Fair Isle sweater, maybe a shrug. We all know the 90s are back. And then here's what I'm storing. All of my loose summer blouses, skinny jeans. I'm more feeling for baggier denim and cargos right now. And my floral dresses. I'm kind of more into stripes. I'm in that zone. So I'm going to tuck those away just for now. And finally, here's what I'm keeping. Baggier men's style pants. I love that look with a bodysuit, especially for an event. Sneakers, they're never going to die. And my plaid blazer, that's due for a fresh spin for sure. No matter how you choose to wear your fall style, Macy's has the textures, patterns, and tones to help get you there. And for all the inspo you need, visit macys.com/ownyourstyle. If you need a little help editing down your own buy, keep, store list, you can always pair up with a Macy's personal stylist. They'll help you put together your look either in store or from the comfort of your home. It's so convenient. And best of all, at Macy's, it's entirely free for that service. So head on over to macys.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's macys.com/personal stylist. Happy shopping.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. One quality that I really admire about many of our Epic founder guests is that they are innately good at problem solving. Like many of them owe their success to a fairly simple premise. They identify a problem facing consumers in the beauty world, and they set about trying to find a solution to it, thus enriching people's lives every single day. And I think about how that mindset can get you really far in your personal life too. Like when you do encounter a challenge, instead of getting overwhelmed by the problem itself, you can take charge of it with a solution-oriented mindset. Now, that's, of course, a lot easier said than done, and it can be tough to train your brain to stay in that problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge. And that's why I think chatting it out, especially with a professional, is so beneficial, because when you learn how to find your own solutions, honestly, there is no better feeling. And a therapist can definitely help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or how small. And there's plenty of ways that therapy can help. It can unload stress, it can lead to emotional healing, it can help with anxiety and depression. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. So you get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time. So when you do want to become a better problem solver, Therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/beauty today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/beauty to get 10% off your first month. Once again, betterhelp.com/beauty to get 10% off your first month. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
Going back to your point, so it sounds like it's very versatile because we had some questions in our Facebook chat room where some people were confused about how to use it. One person wanted to know if they should use it from wet hair or is it best to air dry hair first? She said, if I'm styling from wet, is this product enough of a heat protectant? And another person chimed in and said, I agree. I have curly hair. I style my hair wet and I had a hard time figuring out how to use this in my routine. What would your advice be?
Keratin is to be used on damp hair, not on wet hair. Because if the hair is wet, as Peter said earlier, the cuticle is swollen and it's not going to kind of stay inside the hair. So the keratin mask is optimized to work on damp hair and then kind of close the cuticle and you kind of leave it for 4 minutes. Don't touch your hair and you can kind of after that detangle it with your fingers. And then use styling products on top of it. If you want to kind of use any other products, you want to use deep conditioners and all, you can always wash your hair after 4 months if you want to, but you don't need to.
Okay.
And anyone with curls, again, the industry has taught us that you need lots of products. They need a lot of moisturization when it comes to curly hair. That's bullshit.
Okay. Given the real talk, Suveen's given the real talk.
Hair gets damaged the same way at the molecular level. And the way to address on hair is not through more products. Mm-hmm. It's through the right products.
So you could use the moisture wicking towel, then the K18. Then if you want to use a heat protectant or curly hair styling, that's the order, right? That's what I'm
absolutely
hearing. I am curious, though, what your reaction was when Kim Kardashian name dropped K18 this summer. Because, of course, she's got the bleachy, bleachy blonde hair. And I think it was picked up in an article. She mentioned another product as well, but did you see like an immediate uptick in sales or what was your reaction?
We were frankly kind of surprised. We never expected Kim Kardashian kind of to talk about it.
We were grateful, grateful deeply. That she did.
Yeah. And also grateful to her stylist who introduced and loves the product.
Yeah.
And I think it did have a key swing in the sales, mm-hmm. but We have had so many celebrities out there who are loving the product, use it organically and talk about it organically. You got Hailey Bieber, you got everyone else. Mm-hmm. So it's more been the love of the stylists that we are most grateful for because they are the ones who understand your hair better than anything else. And mm-hmm. they are the ones who care more about your hair more than anyone else.
And I understand that you obviously just launched shampoo. It's gone beyond the mask now. So, you know, it definitely makes sense. People are going to want the whole K18 routine. What else is coming? Is there anything that we can expect for this fall or what do you have up your sleeve?
I just want to kind of say, first of all, we believe less is more for hair. So mm-hmm. as a company, you would never kind of see us creating an arsenal of products. Mm-hmm. To us, any product out there has to kind of fit in with why we kind of are doing it and how it's kind of meaningfully changing your hair experience and your life. If it doesn't do that, it has no purpose to be launched. So everything when we look at hair as an architecture, we see, can it transform your hair and can it save your time? Can it save frustration? If it meets that, then we will launch it. Now, when it came to the shampoos, I don't think the world needed us to launch a shampoo. There mm-hmm. are millions of shampoo brands out there in the world. Over the last 1 year, one of the things we kind of, as we were gathering insights from our consumers, we realized that K18, most have built up on the hair. And cleansing our hair and keeping a clean hair base is not as well understood in hair as it's compared as in skincare. It's about, let me detox my hair or let me kind of cleanse my scalp. That's not hair. And it matters more to hair than anything else because the interdependencies of chemically damaged hair, especially with water, minerals, and metals in water, and the time it kind of stays, is huge. Over US, 85% of US is hard water.
Mm-hmm.
And the K18, when somebody was saying K18 doesn't work on the hair, it was because they had a lot of either a product buildup or a metals and minerals buildup. So if keratin does not get into the hair, it's not going to do anything. And you will end up, you will want to say, okay, maybe it's not working because I'm using less of it. So you end up overusing it. It's not meant to be. So that's what got us to kind of, we used to recommend a lot of shampoos and everything out there. But we realized that we needed to really work on a shampoo which would work with the biology of hair without any fillers and with the right pH. pH matters as much for your hair as it matters for your skin. So that's what guided the next product launch, which was the detox, which cleanses more, which rids your hair of most of the mineral and the metals buildup. It removes more than 70% of the copper in your hair. And the other one being the everyday shampoo, which is microbiome certified, microbiome friendly. So it cleanses effectively, yet it keeps intact all the microbial flora within the habitat.
So it's pH balanced, and it doesn't have a lot of products in it that will create more buildup and more problems mm-hmm. for your hair. And we had a hard time finding anything that because we are trying to recommend other shampoos to people, and we weren't finding anything we could successfully recommend mm-hmm. either. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting to know that, you know, hard water does play that big of a role.
It's the hard water, the shampoos. I'll give an example. We had our first lead educator, salon educator, who's a stylist himself, and he joins us. And
before he really joined, he intellectually understood why this should work. So he was so excited, and then he used it on his girlfriend
several times, and it didn't work.
And he's like,
so
"What's up? Imagine. It doesn't work. What the heck?"
And it was all about she's a huge dry shampoo lover. And she would kind of use it. She would perm her hair. She would straighten her hair all the time. And there was a lot of buildup. And one fine day, just did the detox, and the keratin worked.
Interesting. Okay.
And it was dramatic. Then he's like, "Oh my gosh, this is like, yes, it's everything I thought it possibly could be and more." And yeah, I'm in. I'm now in.
Amazing.
What problem would you like to solve next that still hasn't been achieved? So maybe this is a sneak peek at something you're working on, or just hypothetically, like what's left that needs to be figured out? Because I get the impression both of you are problem solvers by nature. And so I'm curious.
Dye molecule that we in the hair color hasn't really kind of changed for the last 100 years. We all mm-hmm. love coloring hair, and wouldn't it be amazing if we could color our hair with less concerns of damage?
So the dye molecule is very large. So that's mm-hmm. why they have to break open the hair so wide to get this dye molecule in. But what if you can rethink how that's done and not have to have as much damage to color hair?
Mm-hmm. And yet enjoy a permanent hair color experience.
That's what we spent a lot of time thinking about.
So on that note, we want to leave our listeners. We have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to our show. So maybe you could give us the best piece of advice you've received as an entrepreneur, and then the worst piece of advice that you didn't pay attention to at all.
I'll start with the worst piece of advice.
Do not
work on the keratin project. Just focus on your hair towel.
Ouch.
It was too future. It was too venture compared. And it was challenging for many, many years for us to kind of keep working on it under the hood. And because we believed in it, and eventually it kind of came to a point of fruition. But investors don't know everything.
We even
very
had
well.
one person who is an ex big time CEO at a very big company who created a very big brand, who was looking to potentially invest. And he brought his chief scientist, who had been by his side creating the biggest brands in the world for 20 years. And he's like, "That sounds amazing." And then he brought his scientist in. And he's like, "They can't do that. That won't happen." So he never invested.
Wow.
So yeah. And so, I mean, and then another person who was advising
I hope you sent that person some merch.
Sabine, basically.
A big K18 t-shirt.
Yeah.
We did after we filed the patent and tested it out. And it happened to be the July 4th weekend that we sent out a mail letting them know that, look, we did it. And it worked. So yes.
Amazing.
You snooze, you lose. Well, we really appreciate your time today. We know how busy both of you are, just crushing it in the beauty world. So we know an hour of your time is precious, and we really appreciate you sharing the K18 story with our audience. So thank you so much.
Well, we thank you. Thank you, Beth. Really appreciate getting to know you guys and your community, and we appreciate your time as well. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Carly, for having us.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.